Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most practical and mark-rich topics in your GCSE business course, topic 2.3, Making Operational Decisions. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Operations sounds a bit dry, but trust me, once you understand how businesses actually make things, manage quality, and keep their supply chains running, you'll start spotting these decisions everywhere. From your local bakery to global manufacturers like Toyota or Apple. In today's episode, we're going to cover the core concepts you need to know, walk through some exam-style questions together, highlight the most common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to lock it all in. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with the big picture. Operations management is all about how a business produces its goods or services efficiently and to the right quality. Every operational decision a business makes is trying to balance three things: cost, quality, and speed. Get that triangle in your head, it comes up again and again. The first key area is production methods. Businesses can choose from three main approaches, and examiners love asking you to compare them. First, we have job production. This is where a business makes a single, unique, one-off product tailored to a specific customer. Think of a bespoke wedding cake, a custom-built house, or a Rolls-Royce car. The advantages? High quality, personalized, and customers will often pay a premium price. The disadvantages? It's expensive per unit, time-consuming, and requires highly skilled workers. Second, batch production. Here, a business produces a group or batch of identical items at the same time. A bakery making 50 loaves of bread is a classic example. Once one batch is done, the machines can be reset to make a different product. This gives more flexibility than flow production, but is less efficient than making one product continuously. Third, flow production, also called mass production. This is a continuous process where large quantities of a standardized product move along a production line. Think Toyota cars or Cadbury chocolate bars. The huge advantage is low cost per unit because of economies of scale. The disadvantage is that it's inflexible. You can't easily switch to making something different. And workers can find it repetitive, which can reduce motivation. A really important exam tip here. When a question asks you to recommend a production method, always justify your answer in the context of the business and the source material. Don't just describe the method, explain why it suits that particular business. Next up, productivity. This is a measure of how much output a business gets from a given level of input. The formula is simple. Productivity equals output divided by number of workers, or sometimes output divided by hours worked. If a factory produces 500 units per day with 25 workers, productivity is 20 units per worker per day. Businesses want to increase productivity because it reduces the cost per unit. How can they do it? By investing in better technology, training staff, improving motivation, or reorganizing the production process to eliminate waste. Efficiency is closely related. It's about minimizing waste of time, money, and resources. Lean production techniques are all about improving efficiency. Now let's talk quality, and this is a big one for the exam. There are three key approaches you need to know. Quality control is the traditional approach. Inspectors check products at the end of the production process and reject anything that doesn't meet the required standard. It's reactive. You find the problem after it's already happened. The downside? You've already wasted materials and time producing defective goods. Quality assurance is a step up. Instead of just checking at the end, quality assurance builds checks into every stage of the production process. The idea is to prevent defects from happening in the first place, rather than catching them afterwards. Total quality management, or TQM, takes this even further. Under TQM, every single person in the organization is responsible for quality, not just a dedicated quality team. It's based on the principle of continuous improvement, the Japanese concept of Kaizen, where small incremental improvements are made constantly. The aim is zero defects. TQM is more expensive to implement, but can lead to significant long-term savings and a stronger reputation. The supply chain is the network of businesses and processes involved in getting a product from raw materials all the way to the end customer. It includes suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, and retailers. Businesses need to manage their supply chains carefully. A disruption, like a supplier going out of business, a natural disaster, or a global pandemic, can halt production entirely. That's why businesses often use multiple suppliers or hold buffer stock. Two key inventory management approaches, just-in-time, or JIT, and just-in-case. JIT means you only order stock when you need it, keeping storage costs low. But it's risky if a supplier is late, you can't produce. Just-in-case means holding larger amounts of stock as a buffer. More costly to store, but safer. Finally, technology is transforming operations. Automation, using machines and robots to replace human labor, increases speed, consistency, and productivity. CAD, computer-aided design, helps businesses design products more quickly and accurately. CAM, computer-aided manufacturing, uses computers to control production machinery. These technologies reduce costs in the long run, but require significant upfront investment. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip 1, always apply to context. The most common reason candidates lose marks on operational decisions questions is writing generic answers. If the question is about a small family bakery, don't give an answer about a car manufacturer. Use the business in the source material. Examiners call this application, and it's worth marks at every level. Tip 2, know your command words. Describe means give features with some supporting detail. 2 developed points will usually get you full marks on a 4-mark question. Explain means you need to show cause and effect. Use connective phrases like, this means that, as a result, or therefore. Justify or recommend means you need to make a clear decision and back it up with reasoning from the context. Tip 3, don't confuse quality control and quality assurance. This comes up every year. Quality control checks at the end, quality assurance checks throughout. TQM makes everyone responsible. Get those distinctions crystal clear. Tip 4, in calculation questions, always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks. Write the formula first, then substitute the numbers. Tip 5, for 6-mark or 9-mark evaluation questions, make sure you reach a conclusion. Candidates who list points on both sides but never make a judgment are capped at the lower level bands. Always end with overall, I believe, and justify your view. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1, what is the formula for productivity? The answer is output divided by number of workers, or output divided by hours worked. Question 2, what does TQM stand for and what is its key principle? Total quality management, and the key principle is that everyone in the organization is responsible for quality with continuous improvement as the goal. Question 3, what is the main advantage of just-in-time stock management? It reduces storage costs by only ordering stock when it is needed. Question 4, give one advantage and one disadvantage of flow production. Advantage, low cost per unit due to economies of scale. Disadvantage, inflexible, difficult to switch to producing a different product. Question 5, what is the difference between quality control and quality assurance? Quality control checks products at the end of production and rejects defects. Quality assurance builds checks into every stage of production to prevent defects occurring. So let's bring it all together. Topic 2.3 is about how businesses make smart operational decisions to produce goods and services efficiently, to the right quality, and at the right cost. The key areas to revise are the 3 production methods, job, batch, and flow, productivity and how to improve it, the 3 quality approaches, quality control, quality assurance, and TQM, supply chain management, including JIT versus just in case, and the role of technology in modern operations. Remember, in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question. Show you're working in calculations, and always reach a clear judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!